Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on rolling bass accents for drum and bass, specifically the deep, driving roller feel, where the bass sounds like it's constantly moving forward, without getting messy. Here's the mindset shift for this lesson. Rolling bass isn't an offbeat wobble. It's micro-accent control. Tiny changes in level, tone, pitch, saturation, and timing that create momentum. If you only change volume, it'll feel like a loop. If you change tone and articulation, it feels like a performance. By the end, you'll have a clean two-layer bass system, a stable mono sub that holds the weight, and a mid-layer that does all the talking with accents. We'll build it using stock Live devices, and we'll set it up so you can automate it fast in arrangement. Alright, let's set up the session. Set your tempo to around 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 176 is the pocket. Then create three track lanes, a drums group, a bass SUB track, and a bass MID track. Also, create a return track and name it Paragrit. That routing choice is not just tidy. It's the main reason your accents can get aggressive without your low end turning into jelly. Sub stays predictable. Mid gets expressive. Now let's program the groove, because if the MIDI doesn't roll, no amount of processing will save it. Go to the bass MID track and create a 2-bar MIDI clip. Set the grid to 1/16. Start with a classic roller rhythm in F. You can keep it simple, hits that land on 1, then a few syncopated 16ths that dance around the snare. For example, place notes at the start of the bar, then something around the end before beat 3, then a hit on beat 3, then another syncopated hit near the end. For bar 2, keep the same idea but change one note near the end, like pushing it up to G for a bit of tension before it loops back. Now the part that separates a roller from a basic pattern. Note lengths, velocity tiers, and ghost notes. First, vary note lengths. Make some notes short and percussive, some a little longer so they lean into the next beat. Then add ghost notes. Ghosts are not mini versions of your main bass hit. Treat them like percussion. They're short, quiet ticks that create forward motion. A really workable velocity map is strong accents around 100 to 120, normal hits around 70 to 90, and ghosts down in the 20 to 45 range. If you do nothing else in this entire lesson, just getting those three tiers will already make the groove feel like it's breathing. Now let's build the mid-bass sound. On bass mid, load wavy-dable. You can do this in operator too, but wavy-dable makes the modulation mapping really quick. Start with something stable and rounded. Oscillator 1. Basic shapes, leaning sine or triangle-ish. Oscillator 2 is optional, but if you want more harmonics, add a quiet saw way down, like minus 18 dB. Just enough to give the saturation something to chew on. Keep unison off for now. We're going for controlled roll, not wide super saw bass. Turn on the filter. LB24. Set the cutoff somewhere in the 200 to 600 Hz range. Add a little resonance, maybe 10 to 20%. Add a bit of filter drive, a couple dB. Then set your amp envelope for that plucky roller shape. Fast attack, a decay in the 250 to 450 millisecond range. Very low sustain and a short release so notes don't smear into each other. Then use the filter envelope as your movement engine. Give it a modest amount, something like 15 to 35%, and set its decay around 180 to 350 milliseconds. That's the pluck that translates on speakers. Now after wavy-dable, build a stock chain. Add saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 3 to 8 dB. Turn on soft clip. Then add auto filter, LP24 again, as an extra tone shaper. Bass frequency may be 250 to 800 Hz. Modest resonance. Optional but very effective. Add amp. Rock or heavy are common for DNB mid grit. Drive in the 10 to 25 range. Presence around 3 to 6. Then EQ8. High pass the MID layer around 90 to 120 Hz. This is important. The mid layer is not allowed to fight the sub. If it's boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400. If you want bite, a small lift around 1.5 to 3K can help, but keep it tasteful. Finally, utility. Keep width controlled, like 0 to 40%. If things start getting weird, just go narrower. Bass translation loves boring decisions. At this point, you should hear a consistent, plucky mid bass that already rolls with your MIDI. Now we do the key technique. Velocity controls tone, not just loudness. Inside Wavy-dable, go to the MIDI mod sources and find velocity. Map velocity to filter cutoff, but keep the range small. Think 10 to 25 worth of movement, not a giant sweep. Then map velocity to filter drive if available, or to something harmonic like ASC2 level. The concept is, when velocity is higher, the sound gets brighter and slightly dirtier. That's how real roller accents speak. This is where I want you to do a quick coaching check. Put an EQ8 after the MID chain temporarily and high-pass it up around 200 Hz. Yes, that's extreme. It'll sound thin, but it's a test. If the accents disappear when you do that, your accents are mostly low-end level changes that will not translate on small speakers, and it won't survive a loud master. The accent should speak in the 250 Hz to 2.5 kHz zone. Brightness, edge, articulation. And here's another coaching note. Aim for accent contrast more than accent loudness. Some of the best rollers only have 1 to 2 dB difference between normal hits and accented hits. But the accented hit has a sharper transient and more harmonics, so it feels bigger without actually being much louder. If you want an even more controllable setup, you can build a dual-chain or three-chain accent rack. Group your instrument and effects into an instrument rack. Make two chains, MID clean and MID accented. On the accented chain, open the filter a bit more, push saturator drive by an extra 4 to 8 dB, maybe to touch more amp drive. Then map chain selector to a macro called accent. You can automate that macro in arrangement to ramp energy without changing the MIDI at all. Advanced version. Make three chains. Ghost. Core and push. Ghost is thin, bright, short. Core is your main tone. Push is more drive and bite. Then set chain selector zones by velocity range. 1 to 45 for ghost. 46 to 95 for core. 96 to 127 for push. Now your velocities are not just dynamics, they are literally selecting a pre-tuned timbre lane. That's a pro workflow because it's fast, predictable, and musical. Next, let's build the sub. Sub is boring on purpose. On bass sub, use operator. Use only oscillator A, set it to a sine wave, put it down at F0 or whatever your key root is. Set the amp envelope similar to the mid in terms of control. Zero attack, a decay around 300 to 600 milliseconds, low sustain, and a release around 80 to 140 milliseconds, depending on how tight your kick pattern is. Add a saturator after it, but keep it gentle, 1 to 3 dB drive, soft clip on. Then EQ8, low pass around 120 to 150 Hz to keep it pure. Then utility, width at 0%, mono sub always. Set gain for headroom. Do not slam the sub. For the sub MIDI, copy the mid MIDI, but simplify it. Remove tiny ghost notes. If the sub follows ghosts, your low end will wobble and your mix will feel inconsistent. Keep only the core rhythm hits. You can even shorten release if it muddies with the kick. Now we sidechain. On both bass MID and bass SUB, add compressor. Enable sidechain and feed it from your kick. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. Tune so it breathes musically with the tempo. Adjust threshold so you're getting maybe 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on strong kicks. Here's a crucial DNB-specific tip. Duck the sub more than the mid. If you overduck the mid, your accents vanish right when the groove should speak. The mid layer needs to remain present through the pocket, while the sub politely gets out of the way for the kick. Now groove and timing. Open the groove pool and pick a subtle swing, like an MPC 16 swing around 54. Apply it only to the bass MID clip, not the drums. Keep drums tight. Let the bass ghosts lean. Start with timing around 10 to 20, random 0 to 5, and be careful with groove velocity, because we're already using velocity as accent logic. If you want to go even more advanced and skip groove presets, do micro timing manually. Keep main hits on grid, nudge ghost notes earlier by about 5 to 15 milliseconds, and maybe nudge an occasional reply note later by 5 to 10 milliseconds. Urgency on the lead in, relaxed on the answer. Drums stay punchy. Bass feels alive. Now let's turn a two-bar loop into an arrangement. Think like a drummer. Accents create phrases. Try a 16-bar drop plan. Bars 1 to 4, normal accents, moderate filter movement. Bars 5 to 8, slightly more drive, maybe open the filter a touch. Bars 9 to 12, add extra ghost hits on the MID only. Bars 13 to 16, do a call and response. Mute the sub for half a bar, let the mid distort or get gritty, then slam the sub back in. When you automate, use only two or three lanes. More than that and you'll just chase your tail. Great choices are wavitable filter frequency and small moves, saturator drive with tiny 1 to 2 dB changes, your rack accent macro and occasional autofilter resonance for a needle-like eon-specific hits. And here's a classic roller hook, the one-hit surprise. Once every two bars, pick one MID note and raise it by 3 or 5 semitones, increase its velocity, and shorten it slightly. That single moment makes the loop feel composed instead of repetitive. Keep the sub on the root while the mid does the color, and it stays powerful. Now parallel grit. Go to your para grit return. Add a saturator, analog clip. Drive it hard, like 8 to 14 dB. Soft clip on. Add amp. Heavy. Drive 20 to 35. Add EQ8 and high pass around 150 to 250 Hz so you're not polluting the low end. Optionally boost around 2 to 4K if you want extra bite. Then add a compressor to glue it lightly. Send bass MID to that return, starting low around minus 18 to minus 12 dB send level. Then automate it up during fills or during the second half of the drop. Parallel is how you get aggression without destroying your main tone and without raising your peaks too much. Quick troubleshooting, because these are the mistakes that kill rollers. If your accents are only volume changes, it'll sound static. Make accents change tone. If your sub follows ghost notes, the low end gets flappy. Cheap sub simple. If you swing everything, especially the snare, the track feels late. Twing ghosts, not the whole rhythm section. If you saturate the fundamental under about 120 Hz, your headroom disappears fast. Distort the mids, not the sub. And if your sidechain is too deep on the MID, your accents vanish. Keep the MID more present than you think. Two more advanced checks before we wrap. First, phase relationship between sub and mid. If some notes feel like they lose weight, it may not be EQ, it may be phase. A practical workflow is to freeze and flatten the mid track, then nudge it by tiny amounts, like plus or minus 1 to 10 samples, using track delay or clip start, and listen in mono. You're not aligning transients, you're aligning low frequency cycles so the sub and mid reinforce instead of cancel. Second, two-stage dynamics beats one. Use soft clipping or saturation to shave peaks and add consistency, then use gentle compression for glue and ducking. This keeps accents audible without turning into random spikes. Now a fast 15-minute practice assignment you can do immediately. Make a two-bar rolling pattern with at least three ghost notes. Map velocity to filter cutoff and to drive. Create three accent levels. Ghost is low velocity and dark. Normal is mid velocity, accent is high velocity and brighter with more drive. Then arrange an 8-bar drop. Bars 1 to 4 normal, bars 5 to 6 push the parallel grit send, bars 7 to 8 remove the sub for half a bar, then bring it back with a big accent note. Export a quick bounce and listen quietly. That's the translation test. This audio version is shortened for playback.